Good afternoon. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike O'Mara, your charming host, and I am here to tell you that we have in my hand right here the list of the 8 sexiest women on TV cooking shows.
Well, you really think you're fooling everybody with your voice, don't you?
No, I know. Everybody knows I've got a bad voice. I got a bad throat.
Uh-huh.
Throat.
What?
You got a bad throat.
I got a bad throat. My throat is, I feel terrific, but my throat, you know, there are two ways you go.
Wonderful.
There are two ways you go. Mm-hmm. Either you know, go, oh, listen to me.
I can't do this.
Or you just say, it's the way it sounds. Yeah. It'll come back.
Deal with it.
If it doesn't, you know, imagine the fun you guys will have when I'm going, can we play a game?
No.
Kind of
so
fit
wrong.
The whole theme of the last, like, jeez, few months. But I wouldn't be lucky like Zipalix over there.
No. Whose turn is it? It's Mike's turn to cheat death. Take a number from the hat, boys.
I believe this is Mr. Allergy. But
yeah, I think we all have it.
You know,
now.
It's actually, I think, a little better today because of the way the skies opened up.
I agree.
Last night.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. See, I think it is better.
Rob's feeling better, so you should feel better.
Right.
No, I think the number of allergens in the air is down.
Really?
Is what I'm saying.
Because of the rain.
I still feel badly.
Right.
Because of my throat.
Throat.
I got a bad throat.
Throats are bad, right?
I have it too.
All right, here we go. This is the 8. Now, I look at this list, and I'm going to tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know maybe 3 women on this list.
And I'll probably know none of them.
I hope that some of you can help me
okay.
on this list.
Okay.
And that means everybody in the room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number 8. Aida Mollenkamp.
No.
How do you spell that?
Can we do
Aida
Mollenkamp of the Cooking Channel show? Well, there's the problem.
The Cooking Channel show.
Well, that's the bastard stepson of the Food Network.
It's called Food Craft.
What's it called?
It's called
what's
Food
it called,
Crafters.
Comes with a sauce. Apparently.
It's called Food Crafters.
Zoic Scoob.
That's her.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Oh, she is lovely.
Mollenkamp. I feel like I've seen her before.
I'd let her stew my beef.
Very nice. Oh,
hey,
yeah,
she is
pretty.
All right, here's the problem.
What's it?
I think this is a cheap shill to really just shill the Cooking Channel. Number 7, Nadia G of the Cooking Channel show, Bitchin' Kitchen.
Ooh.
Does anybody know her?
It sounds
not,
too
not
hip
familiar.
For me.
I like the name.
Is it G, like letter G, period? Is
yes.
she hip like that?
No,
just the
it's
one
just
letter?
Nadia G. Like maybe it's, you know, G. Laurentiis or something.
Well, the Cooking Channel is very new, so a lot of us are not familiar with these personalities.
Ronick's being real speedy. I hate it when they lie on their back.
Yes.
When they lie on their back, that tells me cow.
Actually, yeah, I enjoy when they lay on their back.
Can you turn it upside down so I can see what she really looks like?
They're hiding their fat.
Make me a farmer.
Not
then.
A fan.
No.
Not a fan because she's lying. She looks like she's
do you trust a skinny cook?
I don't trust a skinny cook, but I mean, these are supposed to be the 8 sexiest women on TV.
She looks
shows,
like a lady that cooks a lot of caramel.
Oh, wait a minute.
Actually,
wait,
a better picture?
Now, you know what? Now she looks pretty hip.
Is this her upright?
Yeah, she looks pretty nice.
There you go.
A bitchin' kitchen. Oh.
And she's got kind of the what up, G-Money.
She looks a little like Nancy O'Dell.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. That's true. Well done.
Number 6. Nigella Lawson. Of the Food Network show, Nigella's Kitchen. Now, you talked about, do you trust a skinny cook? I know this lady. I believe she's British, and she's a little zoftic.
Nigella.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Is that the one I'm
yeah,
talking
I think,
about?
I think you're right. From dark hair, right?
She's a little heavy.
Food Network.
But she's very, very sexy. There she is.
Nice.
There, now, she's
great set of cans.
She is sexy.
Yeah.
She's very
yeah,
oh
sexy.
Oh, my. Yes. I like that a lot.
All right, now.
Thank you, Buzz.
Now, this says.
I'll have seconds.
Her name is Marcella Valladolid.
Have you ever seen her Dolid?
You're making that
Marcella
up.
Marcella Valladolid. Of the Food Network show.
Finally, something reputable.
She's a
Mexican
ginger.
Made easy.
She's a ginger.
She's a ginger?
She's
doing Mexican food, huh?
I think she doesn't look that good on TV. The headshot's better than that.
Yeah. How many Mexican cooks are redheaded?
All right, the next one is Claire Robinson.
A lot of people vacation to Mexico, you know.
This is true.
Of the Food Network show, 5 Ingredients Fix. I don't think so.
This list sucks.
This list totally sucks.
I don't like the 5 Ingredients Fix show.
Who gave me this list?
I did.
Sorry.
As soon as anybody says anything negative, I always will share blame.
I'll take it.
I thought that was
Claire Robinson.
I thought that was Rob's list.
Claire,
I'm sorry.
No, not good. No, that's my first.
Don't like that.
Claire Robinson?
No.
Yeah.
Not good.
Kind of like Terry Hatcher.
More like bit. Terry Thatcher. Now, am I right, ladies?
Now, this this next one.
Yes.
I like the name. Uh-huh. Bal Arneson. Now, that sounds like a sexy name.
How you spell Bal?
Bal, B-O-W-E-L-L.
Bal. I'm sorry. No. Bal.
It's Bal. B-A-L-A-R-N-E-S-O-N of the Bal. Cooking Channel show Spice Goddess.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. I don't care for the name of that
I
show.
Said, I just said Spice, Spice Goddess.
Oh, wow.
Just had a coconut bar.
That new diet? Mm.
Thanks.
Yeah, no. Lots of cumin.
No. No, new diet starts tomorrow.
Ooh.
That'll be great.
So today's whatever day?
Treat day.
I fast tomorrow. Let me see.
No.
Oh.
Oh, God.
She's all right.
No.
Oh.
I'm just trying
no.
to be nice.
No. 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 We'll she's not my Bell. Spice huh, goddess.
That's horrible.
You take your oregano and leave.
This is a terrible list.
Not it's getting better. Spice. I bet it's going to finish strong.
Yeah, number two, Kat Cora.
Now, you oh, yes. love this one.
Lesbian, like right?
She's a lesbian. She's hot.
Yes.
She's well, lesbian.
She's a am I slurring? A little bit.
Are you trying to work? I'm guessing.
Lick it, Rob.
I'm just guessing that you're trying to work some coconut out. You got some stuck somewhere?
Kat Cora.
She loves hot.
Kat Cora of the. What a great picture of Kat
yes,
Cora.
I agree.
That's even hot for her.
She's a rich man's Kat Chelsea Cora. Handler.
She's an Iron Chef. Now, she's see, an Iron Chef.
Her I will pass on.
And she's making the duck face.
You will pass on her?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her.
Show Buzz. See if we can get another picture of Kat Cora. Okay, sure. I think Buzz is being hasty.
She has a very stern, hard face.
No, I think she's being... You're gonna like her a when you see her from another face. Angle. Mm-hmm. Hey, first of all, do you know who she is?
No idea. Right. Well, now that's a different angle entirely.
Yes.
Hey, now.
Yeah, see?
Okay, now I'm on the side.
I knew you'd come around on
her. I did.
And she is very she nice. Really a lesbian?
I heard
we determined yes. that on the show.
Didn't
you? I heard that from you guys.
She has a wife.
She has a wife.
Yes.
She's and my second favorite Cora, Mike, after Cora Masters Barry.
And the
number one.
And the number one.
Yes.
Of the Food Network shows, Giada at Home. I agree with this one, ladies and gentlemen. Giada De Laurentiis.
Oh yes. Now her, I've heard of.
Giada, and she's also on the Today Show.
Yes, she is.
That's probably how you've heard of her. Now,
and her father is Dino De Laurentiis.
I believe you're right.
I am right.
I believe there she is.
She's a little messy from her cooking here.
Very
she's
pretty.
She's got a great rack.
Oh, yeah.
Looks a little nasty. That looks like it could be on Saw 3. Yeah,
actually, Mike, they only had 4 days to take that picture.
I can help clean that
how
up.
How much are these
or they had to wait a whole month.
Do these Food Network chefs
that is so disgusting. Do you know what he just
I
did?
I had to mow that over.
That
mow
is
over that.
So horrible.
It is horrible.
It was a menstruation joke, and you know sometimes they play and sometimes they don't.
Menstruation. I always said menstruation. But then again.
Or ministration.
Bloody good.
Thank God.
You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Owen's friend.
Owen doesn't have a friend.
That's because he's shy.
No, he's not. He's fat and he's stupid. Get out of my house. Where is Owen?
Owen went bowling.
I want Owen.
He'll be back in a minute.
I want my bath. I want my medicine.
I can get it for you.
Who the hell are you all of a sudden?
Let me hang it up for you.
I should hire my own job, Sam.
I know that, but I would like to hang it up for
get
you.
Get out of my way, you black bastard.
What? Mrs. Lift!
He tried to kill me.
What?
I said he's trying to kill me.
Mrs. Lift! Don't!
Hang up my own goddamn shawl. He's trying to kill me. I asked for the salted nuts. He brought me the unsalted nuts. The unsalted nuts made me choke.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Was that Throw Mama from the Train 2?
No, that was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was in bad shape, wasn't she?
I disagree.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. This is Monday, April 25th, 2011. We're over 6 million downloads and still growing. Today's show brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Episodes of your favorite TV shows are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, or even on your TV now for just $7.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. Here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. I let Buzz do the opening because, you know, every little bit that I can rest my throat.
You got a bad throat.
My throat ain't doing so good. I thought I'd do that. We have a huge show for you today.
Huge.
First of all, it's the day after a holiday, and of course, it's time for all of us to ask each other, how was your Easter? How is Oscar
He's
doing?
Rubbing his face.
I saw Facebook where Oscar had a little map.
Yeah, my GPS locator.
That you were sitting in traffic for like 8 hours or something like that?
It took me 7 hours and 50 minutes to get home from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
You know why that is? That is because we all go on vacation and on holiday at the same time. And we all drive at the same exact time. You were in that group, everybody coming back to D.C. Because I don't know whether you know this or not, but on the East Coast, now I read a statistic about this.
No.
Everybody lives here.
Oh, this is where they live. Yeah.
Everybody lives here. That's a, give me a little more gain, please, Zippy. I need a little bit more. Thank you. That's my very, very helpful. And, you know, if you're coming from back east, say it's New England, or you're coming from the south, down South Carolina, or you're coming from Pittsburgh, everybody coagulates.
Converges here.
This is now, I travel up to Connecticut, New England all the time by car. This is always the most congested area compared to even New York City.
And it's a hub.
I mean that sincerely. You get down and even past Baltimore, you get into the Washington, D.C. area and forget it. That's where the long jam occurs.
Baltimore and D.C. are really now one.
Yes.
Because the burbs have merged.
We're a megalopolis.
We are a megalopolis.
But Rob, even when I get through Baltimore, and I've done it before, where I've made it through.
Sure.
And, you know, with Baltimore, unlike Washington, D.C., you drive on 95 through the middle of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You get to see
the beauty.
The city itself. The beauty that is Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
When you get, you can get through Baltimore, and you still log jam when you get into the Maryland, D.C. suburbs.
Yeah, you do.
It's crazy. Yes, sir.
Let me add this, that for whoever. And if you live in the state of Pennsylvania, God bless you, because you're probably a good person and you're listening to this podcast and you have nothing to do with this. But the whoever runs the state highway authority in Pennsylvania really, really, really doesn't understand that how important that Route 68 is into out of Breezewood, or Route 70 out of into Breezewood, or whatever it may be.
I've been to Breezewood.
They were in
great town.
They went down. What?
What?
It's a great town.
What?
You know, we vacation there a lot.
Party
town. What ended up happening is that it wasn't a car accident. It wasn't a car that broke down. It wasn't, you know, something on the side of the road. It went a two-lane road, a two-lane artery that goes into the Washington, D.C. area, turned into one lane, Mike. Mm-hmm. One lane.
It's terrifying.
Both ways.
Terrifying.
You should have cut through a few backyards or something.
Well, you can't. You really can't. And
there must be an alternate way.
There should be, but when you're in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains, you kind of don't trust getting off the beaten path. You get, you know?
Breezewood is, you know, the way I look at Breezewood, you always look very, you look forward to getting to Breezewood because it's kind of a breakup of the trip.
Why would you go out there? I don't know why you'd go out there.
I go to see Carla's relatives.
Oh, okay, so you know.
And, I go up there, watch it.
The fishing's great.
And I you get to Breezewood because it's this exchange, and then it's always a disappointment.
Someone actually made a good point on Facebook. They said, and if you're on the West Coast, I'm sure you have something like this as well, but on the East Coast, this is a town where all the highways somehow meet in one place.
Right.
Where
right.
that if somebody was actually mapping out the best way to construct a highway and get from point A to point B, you wouldn't have one little town in the middle of this mixing bowl.
Is this the town in Pennsylvania that has the stoplight on the interstate?
Yes.
There's one. Yeah, okay.
That's the one.
And it's where, isn't it where the Pennsylvania Turnpike begins?
It's like south of the border without the fireworks.
Yeah.
That, you know, it is so
one person got that.
And what is south of the border other than a disappointment?
Yes, totally.
With fireworks.
When you're a little kid, though, when you're a little kid.
But overpriced.
Okay, well, I'll let you explain south of the border.
It's a tourist stop like they have all over the country. They used to be very common on the U.S. highway system, but this is a place for miles and miles as you approach this place. There are billboards that say, hey, kids.
Fabulous
scream
billboards.
Real loud. Make your parents stop at south of the border.
Greatest billboards in America.
And when you're a kid, if you're making like the trip to Myrtle Beach from D.C., and every 60 seconds for 150 miles, there's something.
It gives you something.
It gives you something to root for.
Pedro says,
candy. Yes.
Yeah, the buildup is so great, and then you get there, and it's a restaurant, a gas station, a gift shop, and some overpriced fireworks. Maybe a merry-go-round.
And notice the south,
a big paper mache mouse rat that you get your picture taken.
You can
from.
Take a
the
picture
south of
it,
the sure. border they refer to is south of the Carolina border. Mm. It's when right. North Carolina becomes South Carolina. It's right. not even like you're changing into another land.
And the countdown billboards.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Where they go from 50 miles to 30 to 20.
It
then
literally
10.
Used to be every mile.
It was amazing. Yeah,
and what the sign should say is that you're entering speed trap territory.
Oh, my Very God. True. Yeah. Because right around that border is where they nail you, and they don't yield at all.
So the saving grace to that whole the whole trip was that I stop at a Pilot truck stop. And anybody that's ever stopped at a truck stop, they're one of the best places in the world to fill up.
He's looking for love.
I like Pilot, too. I like the food at a Pilot. Sometimes is good.
It had a Subway attached. She would have been happy.
Sometimes they have like a real diner at a Pilot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, but I think so. But I walked
Hope so.
In.
I might be making it up.
And I walked in, and I'm scurrying because I've had to do I had to go number one for about a good hour and a half.
Oh, dear.
So I'm about to run into the restroom.
I have to right now.
A lady walks out from, a nice lady walks out from the from the ladies' room and says,
thank you.
She says, "Are you?" She says, "Are you Oscar Santana?"
Wow!
And I said,
in the "Middle of nowhere."
I said, "Why? Yes, I am." There's no way that you listen to the Mike O'Mara show. And she said, "Why? Yes, I do. I listen to both podcasts you're on, and I listen all the time."
That's fantastic.
Nice. What are the odds in Hagerstown, Maryland?
That is good luck.
That is amazing. Made my day.
What did you do after you autographed her?
No, I didn't autograph. She was there with her husband.
Before we move on, to how our Easters were.
Yes.
And I trust everybody had a good one. I want to deal with the problem I'm having. It's a paranoid problem. It's very petty. And it's very small, perfect. But it concerns Rob.
Of course.
So I'm going to deal with Rob right
always.
Now. Okay. No, not always. Not now. Don't be like Buzz. That's like Buzz saying naturally.
This okay. is my favorite part of the show.
This I have to address.
Mine too,
this.
Oscar.
I have to address this, and I want you to be honest because okay. I'm ready to be hurt.
Okay.
I'm ready to be hurt.
Okay.
It concerns your father.
Okay.
Does your father not like me?
No.
Does honestly. Your father not like me?
My father loves you.
Okay. I just noticed that there was a greeting, a happy Easter greeting for Oscar and a happy greeting to the other guy that used to host the Don and Mike show.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I put up happy Easter and I got nothing. Now, I it might even be up there from last night. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I saw nothing. And I just said to myself, you know, when he was here.
Yeah.
And I asked him those questions about whether you were ever bad, and he didn't seem to want to play. I just said to myself, could it be that, you know, that maybe I've done
Mike,
something,
even after,
or maybe just me in general,
no,
being
Eve,
the
remember,
guy that was in you know in Rob's family's mind, maybe the guy that was taste, always yeah. in the way to Rob being the number two guy.
No, I don't think it's that.
I'm just
at all.
Wondering whether,
and I want you to know,
perhaps
this.
That was it.
I want you to know this.
If that guy wasn't there,
if Mike was dead, Rob would be very successful.
Don and Rob show.
Of course. It would have happened. It just seems unnatural. Unfortunately, you press on and live, Mike.
I know.
No, keep in mind, even after you had your, and they weren't even awkward, your perceived
Bob
awkward,
likes me.
He does. And remember, even after
I've always
he was
really liked Bob a lot.
Yeah,
well,
we
even
do.
Then, well, you see, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And you want to be liked by him.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I am not that guy.
But he's very mellow and he's very understated.
But remember, even after you spoke to him and even Oscar screamed about my DUI.
But he's constantly
as we celebrate,
the old guy that used to host the
as
show.
We celebrated my
Constant.
Birthday. Remember, Mike, remember he crawled under your house and fixed your thing.
Yes, he did.
He saved
and
all
you
know
he
did.
Don't do
that's
that.
A good, that's
you
good.
Don't do that for a guy
that's,
you don't
that's
like.
That's a great one to reference. He reached down and he almost hurt himself by fixing my sump
lowered
pump
himself
in the back.
Into your
what time did you write Happy Easter? Before or after you saw?
After.
Oh, no. You can't go fishing for that.
After yours.
Aww.
And after I saw the other, I'm like, Happy Easter.
He also posted on Oscar's wall, Happy Easter.
That's what I just said.
Oh, and but you said
Didn't
and
I
Don.
Just say that?
You said and Don. I'm sorry. I was looking it up
it's
here to try
great
to
show, Mark.
Back
you should
up.
Give it a listen.
I was trying to find it on Facebook to back you up.
Okay.
I apologize.
I just, Mark went to an Easter party. I wanted to, we'll get to that
in
a second.
Mark went to church.
I did.
He went to a Greek Easter, and they're not supposed to have that.
Greek Orthodox.
On, Well, they have that on a different day. I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Oh, but boy, the food. Chow.
Oh, such food. Yeah.
So I just, I don't know.
I'll speak to the man.
Please speak.
He's not getting any younger, Mike.
Neither am I.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
it would be nice if you two could get along.
But, you know,
I can see you in the home together.
Mike's hitting refresh. Refresh.
Let's fix this.
Some people see petty things on Facebook and, you know, say, ignore them, you know, don't even think about it. I say show material.
Well, here's the most magnificent
thing.
Whenever
I have those feelings, I embrace them. I embrace them and feel very good.
And a quick round of applause from the six in the room for my father entering his fourth week of steady employment.
Ah, very good.
Way to hold a job.
So he is employed.
He is employed right now, but he will get home today about 6 o'clock, and he will put on the show, and he will hear this, and I bet you give yourself a fine.
He likes me, but he loves that other guy.
No.
Let me tell you, man. He got a Woody for that other guy. Big one. Giant one.
Throbbing?
Serpo Turbo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't
anyway.
Aware. I'll speak to him about it.
Yeah. Please do.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I bet
you work
get a,
here now.
I bet you get a very, well, barely. Right. I bet you get a very special greeting from RWS Senior today on your Facebook
Only if
wall.
It's funny. Only I don't want it
Could
serious.
Could you imagine well, the back and forth of Rob leaving this podcast and then ring-a-ding-dinging old
Ring-dang, the ring-dang-do.
Daddy.
Hey, the ring-dang-do.
Daddy, could you please be nice in a microphone?
He's never been mean to me.
Now, hold it. This will be great because now I want to hear Oscar's impression of Bob. How does he reply to that, Oscar?
It's causing a problem at work for me. You know, I don't like confrontation.
Son. What are you talking about?
Just like my dad.
Sounds exactly like
him. Well, Daddy, I have to say, Mike, he's probably listening to the podcast. Okay, let's carry on the one. I got to go.
All right, son.
Sounds exactly like him.
He listens. He's the only member of my family that listens every day. I'm sure he will respond well to this back and forth.
This is as good a time to break as any because I want to come back and find out how everybody's Easter was.
Right.
We'll go around the room and find out how your Easter was, and then later on I will tell you about some diet activity that I'm going to be
nice.
Starting tomorrow. I just crossed myself. I don't do that very often. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you my head is filled with things to say.
Nice.
Welcome
growing.
Back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the Big Duff 2. What is it? It's big and it's a duff.
It's our second annual golf tournament. It's coming up May 21st. You need to sign up right now, though. It's a day of golf prizes and adult hijinks, followed by our end of the world after party at a secret location.
Ooh.
Several packages are available, from the Spectator package to the Platinum package, which includes hotel and limo bus service to the after party. Click events at MikeOMaraShow.com for details, or just call Jason at 703-628-1343.
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking about the month of April and how schizophrenic it's been and how little golf I've been able to get out and enjoy because of this horrible weather we have had. Yeah. And I hope that May just makes up for April tenfold and that we're able to have a beautiful, spectacular day out there and enjoy the Big Duff. Now, let's get back to the Easter discussion.
Right.
I'll go first because mine, Please. Frankly, not all that eventful. Kind of dull, kind of boring, but good nonetheless. I had a great Easter. It was really just me and Carla. But in the morning, I knew I wasn't going to see my kids this weekend. So in the morning on Easter Sunday, I woke up and I said, well, what we normally do is we will get them an Easter gift or an Easter basket, and we will see them when we see them, and that's the way we go. And for some reason, I woke up on Sunday, early Sunday morning, and I said, not good enough. Not good enough.
Wow.
So I scrambled and I did the the Easter basket dance. And the nice thing about Easter and getting candy in an Easter basket is you can cover it at any drugstore that exists.
That's this true. Is true.
Yeah, drugstores are, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, you got that at a drugstore, not an Easter basket.
Candy is candy.
Candy is candy.
And it's good that you didn't just fill it with things like from around the house.
Right.
It is, oh, look, it's...
Oh, it's a used chapstick.
Screwdriver.
Light bulbs.
It's a small Phillips screwdriver.
Who doesn't need oregano?
Hey, a coaster. Can always use one. But here's the thing. You go into the drugstore, and if you're really super lazy,
right,
you'll buy the pre-made, horrible, total rip-off.
Oh, that is such
Easter
a
basket
wrapped tight in cellophane.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And so I walked around, and I see all the different candy. I'm like, they got so much stuff here, and they have the empty baskets. I said, this will be okay. I said, but you know what? They're 15 and 13.
Right.
I'm going to get them one basket, and they'll be able to go through it and share the stuff. And I got about 10 seconds into that, and I went, no way.
No, right.
This is not going to work.
Not unless you put a shiv in it.
And I said, at the end of this, I was going through the exercise, and I said, you know what? There's just no way. I've got to divide this up. Mm-hmm. And by the end, I walk out of the store. I get two cards. I get all the candy equally divided into
what time
two
on Easter
massive.
Morning is this?
This is about 9 o'clock. About
so you actually are way ahead.
8:30, 9 o'clock. And I said, you know what? This is this is going to be good. But man, I know this is going to be a little pricey because I'm getting like giant bags of of Hershey's eggs.
Quality.
And I'm doing the whole thing.
And you're in a hurry because what time is Mass?
I don't care. But I am going to try to get to their place before they get back from church because I know they go to church with their other family.
You're going
to
make it.
Flanders. And so I'm going around and I'm getting all this stuff between the cards and a card for Carla that I got. And the candy and the baskets.
You old softy.
And a little bit of a little stuffed animal, because I always throw that in there.
Well, sure, you need that.
Are you ready for the total?
I bet you it was a rape.
124.
Oh, God.
You can't afford that.
I didn't go into this with that number being in my mind.
Michael Mara's solid gold basket.
But when you think about it, it's just like, you know, it's like what a really good basket would cost you. About $40.
Yeah.
Right?
What about
if you get a real good one?
A really great gift card.
I like to do
and
that.
And an okay card.
I like to go through and green get, card. Hey, this is candy I would like. This is candy.
You like the basket thing.
They don't. I like the basket
how
thing.
How much candy did you keep for
and
yourself?
Incidentally, when you eat a coconut bar before the show, what happens? Just want to say, there will be shards of coconut dancing around your f***ing mouth
for the entire
show.
Hey.
My God, what did you say?
I said, how much candy did you eat yourself?
Hardly any until later on that night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Later on that night, it's funny you mentioned this.
The nights are tough.
We go to Poplar Springs Resort and Spa for Easter brunch, just me and Carla. And we go out there because the food that Howard makes is fantastic food. You ready for the most decadent food item? You ready? Listen to this. It was a fried oyster Benedict.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds pretty good.
I want to say it's sex, okay?
Oh, wow.
And I know they're the non-foodies that will go, I don't like oysters,
I love oysters.
These were, oh my God. It's
hollandaise?
Just, yes,
an
Rob.
Egg?
Yes.
On like an English muffin?
Yes.
Oh, God, sounds that's
and
good.
Fried.
Can we go there now?
It was so good.
I'm not a big oyster fan, but I would eat that.
It was so it yummy. Great. Everything was great. But then I know I'm going to go to this diet thing.
Yes.
And in my own mind, I said, well, I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah, whatever.
So Carla and I.
Let's splurge.
Carla and I go to Bloom late in the day.
Oh. Now, you were poo-pooing Bloom last week.
I know, but it was close, and we were there.
You can't
walk
into Bloom with a white suit on.
And I got Krispy Kreme donuts.
Nice.
And I walked up to the lady, and that's because we were goofy, and I looked up. Carla's standing next to me, and I say to this little 17-year-old girl who's working in Bloom, I said, I require, with this voice, I said,
oh, no.
I require your finest solid milk chocolate rabbit. She looks at me wide-eyed. Sure. I said, I'm talking about the best one you have.
Mater D!
Not hollow.
No, solid.
Solid.
Right.
Solid. And she's looking at me, like looking around. She starts to smirk.
Yeah.
Carla starts laughing.
Yeah.
And then she goes, she just
right
points.
Yeah. Points.
She just points to the Dove.
Oh, Dove
the
is
Dove
good
bar
chocolate.
Yeah. And that's what I got. Carly got her favorite new bad cereal and salt and vinegar potato chips, which is
those.
Her go-to.
What's her bad cereal?
And her bad cereal is this new cereal.
Cheerios?
No, it's a Bloom generic.
Well, that wouldn't
incredible.
Be bad.
Incredible.
What's it called? Go look?
It's out in the cereal. It's out in the cereal thing. I don't think it's even got a label on it.
He knows where the cereal is?
Yeah, he does. He's here when I'm not here.
I know.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And
he makes his own bad cereal.
Easter evening was spent just chilling and eating horrible food and just
sounds
loving
amazing.
Loving life. What was my salty snack? Oh, we got Cheetos.
Oh, boy.
We got Cheetos.
Very nice.
Yeah, I woke up this morning with orange fingers. It was fantastic.
And swollen fingers.
And in between all of that, I don't know why I'm sharing
were
this.
Were your fingers the only thing that were orange?
But some good old-fashioned Easter love.
Oh, hey. Wow,
very which nice. Was fantastic with me.
That is sweet.
Fat wow. me.
It is spring.
Sweat were you, pouring
third
off
day
of
he rose
back.
Again.
She's like, this is me having sex now.
No, it's just the allergies.
I'm goofy tired. No, I don't know. It's the allergies right now. This is making me crazy. But that really was the gist.
What
of,
a blessed day, Mike.
Of Easter.
And how was the basket received by your daughter?
Catherine was in the house. They'd actually come back from church.
Okay.
So Catherine gave me a very nice text. No.
There's nothing in a box.
Oh, really? No. It's not a box. They're in bags. But don't worry about it. That's another generic
It's a bag
cereal.
Of those.
So it's actually my, that's my pills. Those are my pills.
Leave those out later on. Mike is going to turn those into a necklace.
Text messages from the kids. Elizabeth was playing with a friend, so right. I didn't see her. But I just the fact that I was there and I delivered them by hand, and it yeah, was
that's nice.
Was just a good day. It was
Do
a good,
you leave
good
them
Easter.
On the porch?
No, because they were home, so I knocked on the door and came in. Saw the one daughter, didn't see the other daughter, but it was very very nice, and I was glad to do it. How was everybody? Anybody else? Everybody else?
I had
a
visitor.
Good Easter? You did.
Really? I did.
Jabril.
He's Muslim, so he's not familiar. With what goes down with
That's
Easter.
That's not his fault.
His first right. Easter.
I'm not saying it's his fault. Now, this was not received well by Julia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she thought by having a guest, candy that normally would be divided between two people.
Oh, no.
Would have to be divided by three.
Did she already have her basket?
What's this?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, we got the cereal.
I think we found
what
it.
Happened to boxing?
No, that's not it.
No?
No.
This looks good, though.
What is it?
Like Let's have some now.
It's pretty good.
Go ahead, Ron.
So, Jabril stayed the night.
Diet starts tomorrow.
And
it does.
And we woke up. And Jabril was concerned before we went to bed.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Jabril's mother.
Yeah.
What does she do that she works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
It's not that she works 24/7. She's a nurse. So her shifts are odd.
A healthcare provider.
You know, that package.
Mike, language.
That is
She's
really...
a single mom.
Mrs. Jabril.
Just trying to get
How
her
How is Mrs. Jabril?
I haven't seen her in months.
You That's really haven't right. seen
no,
her?
Because what happens now, I don't know if it's gotten back to her that I have a little thang for.
That should get the coconut out of your teeth, by the way.
But what she'll do is when it's time to pick up...
A thang.
When it's time to pick up Jabril, the phone just rings and she says, "Hi, Rob, I'm outside."
That's it.
And I say, okay, and I yell upstairs, "Jabril, put on your shoes and go home." And it's normally Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, it's like not, you don't have to bother with politeness or
no,
anything.
No, we're very close.
Never a little thank
Put
you.
Put on your shoes and go
home. Put on your shoes and go home,
Does
Jabril.
She pay you?
No, but she helps us out. She also babysits.
That's nice.
And so, you know, and we're neighbors.
They've got a network.
And the fact remains.
That's nice of you to say that. Is it equitable? I'm just asking a legitimate question.
Not really.
Really?
But
how unequitable would it be?
Someday it might be.
9-1.
Wow.
But also, keep in mind, he is Robert's best friend.
Somehow that's easier to do with the music. Isn't
you
it?
Like that? Yes.
9-1, and he turns it up. That means, for those of you that might be stupid, Rob babysits 9 times, and she babysits once.
That's
but
right.
also, keep in mind, there's not much to babysitting in.
Right.
It's
right.
kind of like with a newborn, you just put in the playpen,
mm-hmm.
and if the house doesn't burn down, you're okay.
He entertains himself.
Well, he's old enough to be self-sufficient.
Sure, he's old enough.
I mean, he wouldn't.
I used to be Jabril. There, so
how old is he?
I feel for
how
him.
How old is he?
10.
Timeless.
5th grade, so 10.
He wouldn't get into, like, for example,
mischief,
cleaning supplies, and drink them at 10.
Well, at 10. Mike, just to be certain, we no longer buy lemon fresh. Just because
just be
it
certain.
Might be tempting.
Jabril has poisoned himself again.
He loves lemon.
Please call the poison hotline.
Jabril is pooping Clorox.
Poison control. Jabril has eaten an entire box of Brillo pads. We need an ambulance here now,
he
please.
He was certain they were tasty.
Don't you have those Mr. Yuck stickers?
No, we never did that. We did something else.
He's old enough to know that you don't go
we
into
parented.
The cleaning supplies, for God's
He's
sake.
He's fine.
So how
he
is
doesn't
Easter,
play with matches.
How is Easter with Muslim Jabril?
Well, before bed, he was concerned and a little confused. He wanted to know... if someone or anyone was required to wear a rabbit costume.
Oh,
that's really? A fair question.
It is a fair question.
Did he ask it?
Them all.
Did he ask it in that kind of, I wonder if anyone is required to wear a rabbit costume with your silly tradition of a bunny with Jesus.
No, it really wasn't like that. I will say this. He asked it, and I like to use this phrase. He asked it without a trace of irony.
You know,
it was
fun.
A genuine question.
Especially if you're having like mimosas or like that Easter cocktail to sit Jabril down and just give him the whole story of Easter, but do it in a wrong way. And like, but you know, like incorporate the rabbit and Jesus and maybe some Transformers.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Extra blood.
Have the whole thing.
The North Pole.
And, yeah. So, and then the rabbit grows fangs, and those kids that do not show proper reverence to our Lord Savior, you know, are bitten by the rabbit who has venom in his balls. And then the
venomous rabbit balls.
The venomous rabbit balls. And that's the story of Easter, Jabril.
Well, so he woke. Well, you know what? He woke up. The Easter bunny left him a basket, and everybody was happy.
So you go out. You know, I think you are underselling your goodness as a neighbor. Yeah. You go out and you get a basket for Jabril as well.
Well, Robert invited him to stay for Easter.
That's very
because
nice.
Because Robert and him, I would have loved to have been in on the ground floor of this conversation. When Robert says, well, don't you celebrate Easter? And Jabril, huh? And then you go to bed and you wake up and a rabbit brings you candy. And obviously Jabril liked that notion, sure. So right. He got in on it. But this did not soften.
I like getting on that.
This did not soften.
Obviously, he liked that notion.
Mike, this
did. He liked Rocky Road.
That didn't soften the crisis of Saturday night.
Okay.
Because I have acquired on Blu-ray the greatest bad movie ever made, The Ten Commandments.
You didn't make your kids sit through that.
Well, what I did is I started 2 weeks out telling them, first, and this is how I started. I said, there's a great movie. But you're not old enough for it. It's too exciting. There's a lot of violence.
So you conjure.
Yep.
So you hocus pocus the kids.
Solid weeks.
To watch Edward G. Robinson.
Where's your Moses now, see?
Yeah,
now,
there you go. And the worst acting performance of all time.
Oh, it is like a 5-part series in how to chew the scenery.
Oh, my God.
I love this movie.
Charlton Heston.
So I go to put it in.
Bad special effects.
I love the process shots where it looks like Moses is outlined in a Sharpie. Because he's so obviously in the desert.
Right.
Anyway.
Who's not? Whoa.
Yeah.
We all have it.
Who's
we're
in
all
the
getting
audience?
It was going to be myself, Mrs. Spiewak, both my kids, and Jabril. And I had been working them for 2 weeks, so they were actually excited to watch.
You don't even get commercial breaks.
No, but there's an intermission.
Who was the narrator? There's a trivia question for
Cecil
you.
Cecil B. DeMille.
Oh, he was the narrator?
He narrated it, yeah.
This is the Lord God as he walks around. I got plenty of, and she was the best piece of ass. And I've had them all.
The narrator, Mike, was Robert Evans.
Garbage can.
It was great.
So I go to put in.
Moses.
He brought the commandments down.
So he went up to the burning bush. The burning bush says, hey, you're going to be screwed if you don't do anything. So Moses came back down from the mountain and said, hey, look, see this tablet? These are commandments or orders for you written in stone. You got to follow these. Follow along. You're in big trouble, boy. Yeah, I tell you.
You know who broke all the commandments?
It was spectacular.
You know who broke all the commandments?
Was it Ellie McGraw?
That's Snot-Nosed McGraw.
Yeah, Snot-Nosed Ellie McGraw. I was doing a line of cocaine on his stomach, and then Moses said, hey, you. All right, I'll stop.
Blasphemy.
I'm sorry. I'm goofy tired.
So I put the Blu-ray in. The kids are actually excited. At one point, Robert says, Jabril, they write the commandments in fire.
And Buzz, are you sick? Oh God! Now there's one thing about me having an illness.
Yeah. Right?
Are you okay?
I think I have the same allergies that everybody else has. The difference is with me is my health insurance runs out at the end of this week.
Oh really?
So tune in next.
Well,
week.
What we got it? Do we have to check in with you tomorrow and find out what happened? I thought you had it fixed.
No, I'm waiting to hear.
Okay.
Do we need to put you in restraints?
Yes, please.
Okay, that'll be good.
God.
So I put the DVD in.
I'm scared.
I put the Blu-ray in, and it doesn't read.
Oh.
And I say, wait, and I turn off, and after 30 minutes of me looking at the little disc spinning on my TV screen,
not working.
The Blu-ray player is dead.
Oh, no.
It is dead. Mm-hmm. So I go to my computer and
I try
to download new firmware, and I put it in, and it starts uploading, and at this point we all go to bed. And I wake up 9 hours later, the firmware is still uploading.
But
so I hit stop and it won't exec. So
you're in a foul mood though then night before.
Mike, the Blu-ray player is dead. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right, you kids, we found our eggs. The bunny hid the eggs and the kids found them.
Oh nice.
And then we said, kids, get in the car. Carrie had to work. Mm-hmm. I said, get in the car. We're going to buy a Blu-ray player.
And then you were gonna play the movie later on the
afternoon.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right.
Did you know
successful?
Everybody is closed on Easter like it's a big deal.
Yeah, I know.
At one point, I'm
especially
on the
your
phone.
Big box stores, Rob.
Yes, Target closed. Yep. All Best Buys closed.
Yes.
H.H. Gregg, whatever the hell
surprises.
That is, closed.
Right. Yes.
What else? The Costco, closed.
Yes.
The mall,
yes.
Closed. Sears, closed. Closed, closed, closed. Right. The big screen store that I actually had my mother on the phone navigating me into, because now I'm 2.5 hours into finding.
Right.
No lie, Robert and Jabril are in the back seat sleeping.
Right.
Because we've been driving around so long looking
for
a place to.
Were you successful?
I was, and I bought it where everyone should buy electronics.
Where did you go?
Walmart.
Walmart.
And you know what? Got a great deal on a great player.
They were open.
And then I made the kids come home and I said.
And you were greeted.
I was greeted. Mm-hmm. I was greeted
right.
by a man from another land.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the thing and I came home and the kids and I watched Fantasia.
How much your Blu-ray set you back?
$150.
See, that's
and do you know
price.
How much I paid when I bought my first one? Like
$10,000.
$1 million.
Unbelievable,
but
true.
But it's beautiful. It was an easy install. And
so you watched Fantasia instead of the Ten Commandments.
Exactly.
Oh, what a drag.
And then we'll get him in on it.
Yeah.
And we had steaks for dinner, and mm-hmm. I also had Easter love.
Did you really?
Wow. I did. How about
that? Hey, kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
I
a
hope
good
so. Anyway, so happy wonderful. Easter, Jabril.
Oscar, how
just
yours?
The usual. It's all about my family and all about mm-hmm. the kids. I loved hanging out with my family and my kids while I was in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Not my kids, my nephew right. and niece. And the one thing I did find out is that I'm not the only one that's left out of planning for Easter.
Really? Oh.
Guess who else was?
Who?
My brother.
So you suddenly that's didn't great. Feel put upon anymore.
No, he called me and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm driving to Pittsburgh. This is Saturday night." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Why?" And I said, "For Easter." He said, "Well, no one called me."
Wow.
My sister dropped the ball.
Man.
How much did you love that, though?
Did the brother end up coming?
No, because he was in Boston. He said, "I would have flown down. I had the weekend off."
Oh, my God. Is he a doctor, too?
Yes, he is.
Oh, another physician.
And his wife is a doctor as well, or his fiance.
The family of overachievers.
Yes.
And what's that little
save one.
Cute kid. What's his
Luca.
Name? Was Luca there?
Luca's 10 out of 10.
Oh, that's great.
He's doing great.
That's great.
Luca, who has this new thing. Oh, my God. It's like wild. He likes this thing because... we were kind of like hedging our bets that if he was going to like men or not, mm-hmm. to be quite
uh-oh.
Honest.
Right. You were concerned, I know.
And so he's got this new thing when like I just want to play something or his sister comes and wants to play something. She says, "No, I'm going to play what boys want to play." Because he used to play like Salon and stuff like that
right.
with his little
oh,
sister.
Oh, and I remember for Christmas, didn't he get a kitchen?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So
Luca
now
was into his feminine side.
Now he starts, he is like, so whoever was drilling it into him, he wants to do what boys like to do.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
It's good and healthy.
It was really awkward.
We're
going to
go play with trucks.
He goes, "I want to play what boys like to play." And I wanted to say, "You're a boy. What do you want to play?"
I want to go style mommy's hair again.
But so it was good all around.
How great did you feel when you found out your brother had also been excluded?
From oh, my. It was such a relief.
And were you able to lay that guilt trip on your sister when you saw her?
At Easter brunch.
Oh, that rocks.
I said, because we give a toast at the beginning of the brunch. And I said, "Well, you know, what would have been great is if we planned a little better next year and if Jose and his fiance could have been here."
Good
but
for
they
you.
Weren't invited. And it was like awkward
Jose,
pause.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh. Jose Ceballos. Jose.
I thought perhaps that was just the name you were using for the story, but his name really is Jose.
Is the fiance hot?
She's gorgeous.
Really?
And she is an anesthesiologist as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah. God, what overachievers.
Yeah.
So not only a doctor, but marrying a doctor.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right?
You should be very, very
living
proud.
The dream.
Buzz, yours okay?
Yeah, mine was fine.
Did you do anything special?
Actually, not really. I mean, Saturday was a concern about my health and errands.
Like the health insurance?
Yeah, well, and you know, the fact that I was having a wet cough, the first cough I've had since before I went into the hospital.
Remember when you
pneumonia.
Were 13
Buzz,
and had your first wet
Buzz,
cough?
I will not. Oh, God. How are you?
You know what? You know, here's what
are
it
you
is.
All right?
No, I know now because.
I swear to God, I'm not going to. I'm like a
symptoms,
child. I'm going to be. I'm not going to sleep. I'm
the
not
the sleep. Symptoms have spread. You can hear it in my sinuses a little bit now.
Right.
So now what I know is I'm much calmer now because I know I just have the same allergies that everybody else has.
Okay.
You know, the difference is, I didn't used to have allergies. I think the lack of a coating of tar on my lungs has exposed me to allergy that I wouldn't normally experience.
The good news is now he's as healthy as I am.
And
yeah, that is the good news.
Get to a doctor today.
I will try to do that.
Because your thing runs out at the end of the week. Right,
right exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah. You should go to a doctor every day. While you have the
you
privilege.
You know doctors, though. You can help
him. Well, no, I was just going to say if you needed something you know, I might know somebody, but I don't know if I can get him a doctor's visit.
Just found out that his sister-in-law is an anesthesiologist. She can put you to sleep.
I asked my brother-in-law for my sister-in-law for propofol, whatever Michael Jackson was on.
Oh yeah,
propanol.
She didn't.
It's propanol.
Propanol.
She didn't. She didn't find that too funny.
Not funny.
Like
at
they
all.
Don't know. They think I'm serious.
Right.
I think that's what they gave me during my colonoscopy.
Really? I bet it is.
They gave me.
Don't they give you two? They give you like that and the sodium pentothal.
All I know is I at some point, I don't know what part of the weekend, but I actually was in a dream state and I had a dream about that being given to me and how cool it felt when it was going into my arm.
Because you felt you really slept for the first time in years.
You can be so incredibly addicted. RJ, good Easter.
No.
Thank you. Mark Ronick, you went to a Greek family, an Orthodox Greek family.
I was a full-fledged Christian on Sunday.
No, you weren't.
I went to church, Presbyterian church.
Mark actually texted me pictures of the food spread at the party he
was
at.
I thought he was going to text you pictures of the church service. You wouldn't believe what they do.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
They're handing out bread.
Look at all that gold.
How great was that food?
It was unbelievable. We've done it once before. It's Maya's best friend and her family. And
wow.
My wife is close with the wife as well. And it is unbelievable. First of all, you feel like you're in a Greek mafia movie. I mean, it's unbelievable, all the people there. And then, yeah, the spread is just... I can't. There were chicken skewers and lamb skewers, and there was lamb chops. 2 years ago, they actually had the big lamb on the
spit,
spit right. and it was, you know, head and all.
I love it. I love it. Pictures of food work for me on a text message.
Well, we had talked on the phone, and I told you, and you said, well, if you're at the right one,
yes,
you're going to enjoy it. And so then I wanted to show you I was at the right one.
I used to go a couple of times. I've been to the Brothers Katrumpus,
yes,
and their incredible Easter, because they're
great
caterers.
Guys.
Oh, my God. Lamb chops like you wouldn't believe.
I had little lamb chops on the grill for dinner last night, as a matter of
Were
fact.
Were you able to taste
Delicious,
them?
Incredible. Yeah, actually, I was.
And I watched a Sherry Lewis video on YouTube. Nice.
Really?
I wanted to address... What you had said about it not being on Easter,
yes,
Greek Easter,
yeah.
It happened to have fallen on the same day.
Oh, yes. All right. So the Greek Easter this year falls on the
regular
Easter.
My brother-in-law is Greek, and that's the same. That's the same.
Same deal. Yeah, so it worked out.
And the red Easter eggs everywhere.
It was so everybody.
Red?
Yeah, blood of Christ.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
I don't remember that part.
Do you? Did you? Do kids commit money in their Easter eggs?
Not from my family.
No,
the bunny left some money eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, Luca was running around the house pulling out dollar bills and quarters here and
Maya
there.
Too.
Man, that's a bonus I never got. Yeah, Uncle Bill Sheehan would come down before he'd choke and he'd he would hand us $5 bills.
That's
I do remember that part.
That's pretty good for back then.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, awesome. Let's go, Caps. Man, Washington
Capitals. Yeah.
Great win over the weekend.
You were at the game.
Lots of fun. A great time.
I kept looking for you on TV. I only saw you a couple times, though.
You know, it was just a moment I had, a special moment, where we were giving out T-shirts to everybody. And I'm just handing them out to random people. And this little kid comes walking down the concourse. And my seat on this little party platform is right next to the concourse. Mm-hmm. And a kid comes in with his dad, and I look at the kid, I said, want a T-shirt? And the kid looks at me like, I'm a pedophile. Mm-hmm. And I hand him the T-shirt, and then he looks at the ticket with his father, and they're in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
And so they go walking down, and the kid runs back, puts it down at my feet and keeps running.
Didn't want it.
Like he was afraid.
Well, he felt
afraid.
He wasn't qualified.
Yeah, yeah. It was strange.
So you gave me your necktie.
Hey, kid. Then another guy, if he wasn't military, he was a double amputee for some other reason.
Right.
And he had the artificial legs. And I said, hey, you want a T-shirt? And I threw him the T-shirt and he caught it. And then I went back to talking to a couple of people and I turned around. Within 2 minutes, he had the Kirk and Mike T-shirt on.
That's cool.
Because we had a whole no MSG thing with all the Madison Square Garden talk that was going on. Mm-hmm. And man, it just, that is a sporting event. I recommend everybody, if you get a chance, go to an NHL playoff hockey game. It is more fun than you will ever have.
Was it loud?
It was unbelievable.
I'm kidding.
RJ, the loudest I've ever heard Verizon Center.
It was the loudest I've heard there, yes.
How much did you pay? I know you were trying to get a ticket in the last minute.
Actually, I did get a ticket at the last minute. We sat in the Acela Club. We had a buffet, the whole thing. It was great.
What did you pay for the ticket?
$2,500.
Wow. Pretty good. Not bad.
How much did you pay for it?
$256 apiece.
$256, really. I mean, sporting
but
events.
But for every other seat in that place, they were going for $300 and $400.
For game six.
But don't you agree, though, modern sports.
That's crazy.
It just seems to me they're pricing themselves out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the average schmoes don't
get a chance. If it sells out.
I didn't say wow because it was worth it. I said wow because I saw what was on Craigslist and what was also on StubHub where you're getting $500 for one ticket.
Right, exactly. Incredible.
Keep in mind, with the buffet, he actually made about $80.
Well, I still had $50 worth of beer.
We will take a break, and we'll come back with the audio vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Your mom likes the thoughtful you the best this Mother's Day. Show her you're not a screw-up. Send her flowers from Pro Flowers. For just $19.99, you can get a beautiful arrangement, along with a free glass vase or other specials. Help yourself and help the show by clicking the Pro Flowers logo on our website. We would certainly appreciate that.
Just quickly before we start, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our friend Cappy Pfeiffer's birthday, which was yesterday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Cap.
On the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. Happy birthday. Cappy. Cappy. Time to open up the envelope. And I hope Cappy got I sent her a little something. I hope she got it. I wasn't sure whether she did or not, but she is a great friend of this show and a good friend to all of us, and we hope she had a wonderful, wonderful birthday. What do you have for us today, Rob?
I'm excited to hear that you're starting your diet thing.
Yeah.
Because I found a great workout, workout thing on YouTube that might work for you.
Okay.
Her name,
Her name will fascinate you.
Her name is Carrie Joy. And Mike, the system is called Laugh-Away. Now, what you do is you get ripped by doing standard exercises.
Brilliant.
But while you do it, you laugh.
Oh, God.
And it exercises the muscles that require exercise.
Including the vagine.
Now listen to this. Tell me this isn't hot.
Good job. Let's go ahead and keep moving. We're going to lunge to the side for one.
Oh, my God.
One. Squeeze your abs. Two.
Hey, come here, lady.
Three.
Come here.
Well, she's not laughing anymore. Oh. She's dead.
Don't you feel we're a country full of carnies at times?
Yeah. That everything is designed to hype.
That's right.
Especially everything in the area of exercise and weight loss.
But we eat it up as a country.
We love it. It's like, I can laugh and I feel good.
There's been some bouncing around Facebook.
How many fat ladies were on the show saying that they felt good and it made them feel happy?
And you know what? I saw it bouncing around on Facebook. It goes way back in the 70s, and they've been putting this picture everywhere. Sauna pants. They're just plastic pants.
Right.
They're not going to do anything.
Sauna pants.
But it's, you know, that's what we want. We want the easy fix,
Very
Mike.
Good. Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, who did not have the easy fix. Nice segue. Her name is Marissa Mike, and she works on Channel 2 in Palm Springs. This is a blooper reel, and I watched this as a broadcaster. This was put together by someone in editing. So that says to me, someone hates Marissa Mike.
And all her screw-ups?
Yeah. What is, she's out in the wind this weekend. She's trying to cover a story in Palm Springs, and she does not come off looking all that bright.
Okay,
the way, the Carrie Joy Laugh-Away and this both featured in our YouTube page. So if you go to the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page, you can see the video. You can stay with this as much as you like, but she's not the best reporter I've ever heard.
The wind is so bad here in Desert Hot Springs that it even knocked...
Okay, first of all, she's in Palm Springs, not Desert Hot Springs.
Hot Springs like Arkansas?
I believe that the location is one of the five W's that the reporter wants to focus on.
All right. This is great.
The wind is so bad here in Desert Hot Springs that it even knocked... Oh, my God!
She's being blown around the road.
Oh, my God!
This is good.
I don't know. It's not funny.
She's good.
Very good.
The wind is so bad here in Desert Hot Springs.
And just so you know, that sound...
It must be Desert Hot Springs because...
No, she corrects it later.
Really?
To Palm Springs.
Unbelievable. Wow.
That noise is an actual professional Channel 2 scene change graphic they've put in.
Wow.
They've actually worked on this reel.
It even caused a street... What is this called?
I like her. I really do. So shy.
Yeah.
Literally.
Wind. I want to. Is the video as good as it sounds?
It's better than it. Better than this, actually. Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Okay, ready? The wind is so bad here in Palm Springs that it caused the stoplight to fall over. I don't know if that's falling over. The wind is so bad here in Palm Springs that it caused the stoplight to break.
She's having a good time.
Yeah.
Is that it?
This is good.
Hold on. The winds are so strong here in Palm Springs that it even caused a stoplight to... Jesus! Ow! 3, 2, and 1. The wind is so strong here in Palm Springs that it even caused the stoplight to break.
Truck going by now or something.
That wasn't that good. Two, three, one.
No ass.
The wind is so strong here in Palm Springs that I think that was it. 3, 2, and 1. The winds are so strong here in Palm Springs that it caused the stoplight to even break. Oh.
There you go.
She's totally out of control.
Not too good at her job. Right.
Is that it, or do we have
one more? I can go as much as you want. You want a closer real quick?
Yeah, give me a closer.
This is also on our YouTube page. Some guy thinks he's cool. Big, fat, white guy is going to do some rapping. Sets up his webcam. Pulls out a piece of a marijuana cigarette, Mike, takes a big hit, and passes out. Now, after he passes out, I've condensed it. The thing that's so funny about it is on the raw tape, the camera just runs for 2 minutes, and he's on the floor, and then he gets up. But here's what it sounds like when the white rapper smokes more than he can handle.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, smoke like that blood.
Wait, takes a big hit.
Down he goes.
Wait, he gets up and coughs one more time. 2 minutes pass. And that is your magic audio.
That's good stuff.
We'll come back with Buzz and News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It's time to get Buzz in here with the news. And I've been doing that a lot lately.
Well, you're ready to be done.
It seems like the throat coincides with that. Let's get an update. Another one of our sick crew. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. The news brought to you by Americanize Yourself. Get your own likeness drawn by Strine Studios. Two packages available. Both feature a profile pic for Facebook and Twitter, a 500 by 500 full body image, and an 8x10 full body image of you with the entire team. TMOS cast. Package 2 includes you in the cast on a mouse pad as well. You'll find all that and more in the store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Are we headed for another recession? There have been 6 recessions since 1970, and all but one of them happened because energy prices rose to more than 6% of people's incomes. With an average price now of more than $3.90 a gallon, it's happening again, and this time with the double whammy of higher food prices. Of course, we might just run out of gas. AAA says there's been an 18% increase in the number of calls it's gotten from motorists with empty tanks since gas prices went up.
That's a happy
story.
Have
you noticed something strange, and maybe you guys can clear it up for me, that there's a ton of gas stations that have closed down around the area?
I haven't noticed that. I haven't been aware of that.
I haven't noticed any.
Really?
Yeah, when you drive around from here to Northern Virginia, you will see that they're shut down here and there.
It's just
for lease.
You know, when I hear that statistic, though, that the energy prices cause recessions, it's like, intervene, Obama. Yeah.
Please.
Lead.
Step in. He says there's not much he can do.
And of course, he says that about everything.
But the rising fuel costs, that's the main reason that food prices are going up. And so don't they stack on each other?
Exactly. That's true. And to answer your question, Oscar, I think the reason that a lot of stations are going out of business is unless you've got something else going, like a service department or something, there's very little profit margin in just selling gasoline.
Yeah, the guys that are out there at the gas stations don't make the money.
Right.
But I was seeing the statistics this morning about the oil companies that Exxon was up 60%. 60%
profits? Oh, yeah, the profits are huge. There'll be profit,
60%!
Profit reports coming out today. Huge profits for the oil
Ridiculous.
Companies.
Ridiculous.
I know it can save those gas stations.
What's that?
Slot machines.
Yeah, there you go, man. I'd fill up more often.
Well, what if you got, you know, cherry, and gas is $2 a gallon all of a sudden?
You just went to the gas station yesterday. Just got to top it off, honey.
Doesn't cost any more to keep it full, honey.
There we go.
The outlandish lie recently told on the floor of the Senate by Arizona Republican John Kyle never even happened, according to the revised congressional record. Kyle claimed that 90% of what Planned Parenthood does is abortions. It's actually only 3%. Kyle's office said he didn't mean the statement to be factual. Well, now the claim has gone from being non-factual to non-existent.
Hold it a second.
Yeah, no, that's right. You're laughing at the right thing.
He said, I didn't mean it to be factual.
His office.
Right. This is why. So this is why he says it on the congressional floor?
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's spinning tails.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what they do.
Wow.
And that's what more and more politicians do. And with impunity, and because they do it with impunity, mm-hmm. they can do it and make it matter of fact. And really, once you get... a free pass mm-hmm. for doing something like that,
yeah.
you suddenly do it more and more often and you start believing your
because
own
you can. Yes, well. And you know what? It's not funny.
Right.
But it's a great way to lose weight.
So he lied.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And his office did say, in fact, the lie didn't get as much attention as the response from his office that Rob just pointed out, that the senator didn't mean the statement to be factual. A lot of big laughs over that.
I'll say a lot of things that aren't factual.
Now it's gone from being non-factual.
Did he do something with his eyebrows to indicate he was kidding?
No, but I love the gag they did on The Daily Show where the correspondent explained, well, the part of the clip you didn't see is the part where his pants were on fire. Under the rules, lawmakers are allowed to have their remarks stricken from the record, and that's exactly what Kyle has done.
Aren't you dead yet?
Yeah. Now, even though, Rob, are you all right?
Jesus.
Here we
Man.
Go.
This is not a radio show. It's a tuberculosis ward.
That tasted like pecans.
This is, seriously. You know what this is? This is not a radio program for a modern day podcast. This is like a Civil War hospital.
No. It is. I got to take the legs, got to come off, soldier. It's gangrene.
But even though we pay firefighters to sleep, and even though experts say that's what we ought to do with air traffic controllers, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says not on his watch.
Let me take a look at that. That looks like gangrene to me.
No! Oh, no! 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 Oh!
There you go.
Something for the pain.
There you go. You're all set, young lady. You'll walk with a bit of a limp.
Did you throw that leg down the stairs?
I did. Yes.
It has to go somewhere.
Exactly what it was. Man, I watched a movie over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I forgot the name of it. I don't know. You know, if you watched any trash TV over the weekend, you may have seen this. It's the story of a group, obviously, of young people get stranded on this farm in an isolated area. Mm-hmm. And there is a
you
weird...
You find the best movies.
There's a weird mother who's super fat. And then there's a grandmother in an automatic wheelchair.
Is she mom from Gilbert Grapefat?
Yes.
Is she
almost,
really?
Almost.
Oh, wow.
Has that jowl thing happening.
God, so it's a
but
porno?
She walks with a cane.
Nice.
And then there's the challenged son who does all the chopping up of people. Mm. And I mean, the chopping up is like turbo graphic. Mm. Like he cuts off the feet. The hands and the head, and then takes all the parts out and feeds them to the pigs.
Oh. Great scam.
It was great.
Now, do they make sausage and sell?
No. No cannibalism.
Because there was
they
a
may
classic.
Have done they may have done cannibalism.
There was a classic movie from like 1980. I think it was called Motel Hell.
Right.
And it was
they
meat.
Made sausage out of the people.
Meat's meat and a man's got to eat. That was the motto on the poster. Motel Hell. Check it out.
Meat's meat and a man's got to eat.
That's going right. to be your motto.
Did I think? Yeah, that's right.
All protein.
Amen. All protein. Right. back to ketosis. Why do you have to remind me of that?
Sorry.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says there'll be no sleeping air traffic controllers on his watch. LaHood told reporters, "We are not going to pay controllers to take naps. I've already decided that."
Doesn't the Transportation Secretary sound like he should have been a character in West Side Story?
Yes, he does.
Ray LaHood.
Ray LaHood. Mm-hmm. The idea
or
has
a French
been,
porno.
The idea of paying controllers to sleep has been floated now that more than a half dozen of them have been caught in recent weeks sleeping on the job. the problems being addressed.
Is that a CLI tourist joke?
It is.
Very good.
Thank
job.
You. Very
good. Happy Easter.
It's nice to be back.
They've addressed the problem by firing those controllers and expanding their between shift breaks from 8 hours to 9.
Yeah, whoop-de-doo.
The Department of Transportation has been asked by people with peanut allergies to make the airline stop serving peanuts.
You know, I'm not worried about you anymore because you do have allergies. I can tell by the way you sound.
Yeah, it's very nasal.
It's terrible.
Some people claim that exposure to even the dust from peanuts can be life-threatening, but that hasn't been proven, so the Transportation Department says it will issue no such ban. Now, the FDA, meanwhile, says there's a good chance you're wasting your money on those waterless hand-sanitizing gels. The government says the gels do kill some germs, but fall short of killing fun stuff like E. coli, salmonella, H1N1, staph, and influenza.
Now, I want to ask you this, because this story came up a while back, too. Mm-hmm. Isn't this the second go-round for the hand sanitizer not working as the entire Hell's Angels motorcycle club drives by outside, you know? Ah, Manassas. Happy Monday. Take the day.
They always do, Mike. Christ. I think this hand sanitizer story, I think it's a rumor spread by the germ manufacturers. The Germ Coalition.
Yeah, which are made by Germans.
The FDA says soap and warm water for 20 seconds still works the best.
And I agree. And I think the hot water is, that's when I always feel extra clean.
That's right.
Yeah. Wash the hands that way, wash the Duke that way. Mm.
Thank you, Mike.
Scalding
and as someone
hot
who
water.
Sits within 10 feet of you, thank you.
Scalding hot water on the starfish.
With a little lemon.
That's all it is.
It's always like, it's an exercise I call burning the starfish.
That's right. Oh. It increases sensitivity in the long run, Mike. You can tell the weather.
Which is a nice benefit.
You don't want
it. It's anal barometer.
You don't want it undercooked. Finally.
Please, Buzz.
Starfish is cooked.
Finally, there's a nun in New York who's trying to get people to stop using the word schmuck.
Yeah, Mike.
Sister Mary Schmuck.
Oh, no.
Works in Brooklyn where Yiddish is a second language. I'm not kidding. Sister Mary Schmuck. Trying to get people to stop saying that.
Sister Mary Schmuck.
Works in Brooklyn.
Yes!
Oh, that's great.
Works in Brooklyn, which, of course, is the birthplace of many Jewish comedians, many of whom would be lost without the word.
Schmuck.
Sister Mary points out that schmuck is the German word for jewel and not just the Yiddish word for a man's junk that's come to mean also idiot.
Wow.
She says the phone book reveals some 400 schmucks in the United States.
Hey, you kicked me in the family schmucks.
And while you're searching, you'll find just as many people whose last name is Putz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen Putz before. There's a relief pitcher named Putz.
So belated a happy Passover and Easter to all you schmucks and Putzes out there. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. And Buzz will be giving us our sponsor of today's show. Daddy Biba!
Today's show was brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Episodes of your favorite TV shows are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, or even your TV now just for $7.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website.
Actually, Buzz, why don't you voice the closing, I'll say, for Buzz Burbank, Rob Spear, and I'll pretend like I'm talking.
Oh, you're going to lip sync.
Very good.
Yeah.
For advertising, contact Mark Ronick through our website. Thanks for listening. On behalf of Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and myself, Buzz Burbank, thanks for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye.